A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you today, 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Daf Kuf Nun Tes. Baba Basra 159A. Pagination is 317. On the facing page, we find Vizui Shakosha Bedine Mominis, the last three lines, that there's a case that's very difficult to understand in the laws of mominus of financial matters. There's something that seems to be contradictory and very odd ruling. And the Gemara, therefore, in our daf, tries to explore what this case is that was described as so difficult to understand. I'd like to discuss two of the proposals that were made. About a third of the way down, in the beginning of the line, if a person knew testimony to somebody and recorded it in a document, and then he became a thief, and now that he's a thief, he would not be trusted as a witness, but this document was written up before he was a thief. Now he's a thief. Who ain't a meyid al ksav yado? He's not allowed to verify his own signature. But other people are allowed to verify his signature. So let's clarify what went on when a document was written. We have a concept in general that once the document is written, we're so positive that the document is good. It's as if it was already investigated by Beis Din and cross-examination occurred. Person who signs his name to a document, we assume it's really good. What we do need, however, is number one, step one, that the signature has to be verified, that this signature, Reuven ben Yaakov Eid, is indeed the signature of Reuven, the son of Yaakov, that some person didn't just sign his name. So we want to know that it's indeed his signature. And then there's a second step, once we verify the signature, called henpik, which is the certification of the document, where the Beis Din writes, we checked into this, and the signatures are valid, and therefore the shtar is going to be valid. So what we're being told here is that now that this man is a thief, he's not able to say testimony that it is his signature. Presumably, we're worried that now that he's a thief, he might have signed the document. And any statement that he makes, we're not going to trust because he's a thief anyway. But if other people can say testimony about his signature, that it's a good signature, then it's going to be, and that it was signed before he was a thief, then it would be accepted. Hashta, here's the problem. Iyu lo mehemin, at this point, he's not trusted because he's a thief. Acharini mehemni, and other people are going to be trusted to be able to verify his signature. Vizui shekosha bedini mominis, and this was very difficult in the laws of mominis to appreciate how this could be. It sounds contradictory. He's not trusted, but other people are trusted about his testimony. And the Gemara says, my kushya, what's really the problem? Dilma kigon sheuchse ksav yado beBeis Din. All you need is that his signature is verified in Beis Din at a time when he was permitted to say testimony. And through this searching for the case of kosha bedini mominis, the case that's difficult in mominis, we end up discussing this very intriguing case where we have to watch out, but ultimately the document could indeed have collection power. Let's take a glance in Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav Se'if Lamed Daled. The Mechaber writes, Chosam b'shtar kodem shenasa gazlin. If a person signed in a document before he became a gazlin, v'nasa gazlin, and then he became a gazlin, a thief. He's not able to say testimony about his own signature. But if other people can say testimony, that they recognize his signature, that's his signature, and they know that it was signed before he became a Gazlan, meaning there are people that saw this document and know it existed before he was a thief, and we're verifying that it's indeed his signature. Kosher, it's perfectly good, because it's a testimony that he did while he was still a kosher person. Aval imra uhuwa. Eid achar shana asa gazlan. I'm sorry. Aval im lo ra'uhu ad achar shana asa gazlan. But if they did not see it until after he became a gazlan, lo, then it's not going to work. Because we always have to worry that maybe he's signing now after he's a thief, and wow, he's able to get his testimony into Beis Din in this secretive way. That doesn't work for us. He could sign now, but he's a thief now. So it has to be that we know this signature existed earlier, but it's being officiated in Beis Din at this time by Edim that know, that are able to verify that the signature existed at a time when he was kosher. The Rama mentions an interesting solution. Vim ein edim amakirim chasimaso. If there are no witnesses who recognize the signature, but we know the signature was there from before while he was still kosher, perhaps this document was presented in Beis Din and they were holding on to it until verification, and there's no one who can verify it. Hagazlan kosev chasimaso. They could have this thief cooperate and sign his name. Umekaimim mimenu. And from that signature that he does now, we can verify a signature that we know existed while he was still kosher, but we didn't know for sure it was his. Says the Rama, huadin, the same rule could apply. Imhemir la'akum, if a person stopped practicing Judaism totally, he converted out. La'achar ha'chasima, dino kinase gazlan, we're going to be able to apply the same rule that as long as he was kosher at the time of his original signature, just to verify that it is his handwriting, we can have him do handwriting now and be able to verify what happened previously. So again, the Gemara at first thought it's shekosha bedini mamanis. It's a very difficult case to understand how he could be trusted if he's not trusted now. But then we explored it and said that everything falls into place once you follow the reasoning. There's a second case on the same Amud, which is handled quite differently, because the psul is not that he became a gazlan, a thief, and therefore he's not trusted, but rather that the person became a relative. And as the Gemara will explain, the psul of a relative is gezeras melech. It's a decision of Hashem's that he shouldn't be trusted, but not that we're worried that someone is going to steal because they're relatives. Let's drop down about 7 lines. Now we're about a third of the way up on the page. A person knew testimony for somebody before he became their son-in-law. And now he's the son-in-law. He can't say testimony about the signature that's in the document. But other people can say testimony that it is his signature, and through that they could officiate the signature, the document, they can make it all official and it's good. Hulo mehemin, acharini mehemni. He's not able to say on his on the signature that it's good. Other people are going to be able to say it's good. Says the Gemara, one second. I know what you want to answer, that the signature is just being made official because of a different signature, like we said before, by the Gazlin case. This case would be, even if we don't have a way to verify his signature in Beis Din, and somehow they're able to verify it. Umay kushya, what's the question? Dumu gezeras melachi, perhaps it is the decision of Hashem, not because he's intrinsically not trusted, but it's Hashem's decision, de'ilo mehemen, he shouldn't be trusted to verify his own signature. But it's not that he's not a trustworthy person. V'acharini mehemni, other people are going to be trusted. V'lav mishum d'mishaken, not because we worried he's lying, it's just, it's a rule. Women, for example, are not accepted as testimony. It's not that we think they're lying, it's just, it's a rule in the Torah. That's the way it is. Some people read into that the concept that if they were trusted, then they would be obligated. And we don't obligate a woman to come from traditionally her home, to obligate her to come and say testimony and be under cross-examination, etc., that the two go together. The privilege and the responsibility go together. It's not that we think she's lying. It's just that's the rule. So the rule is that once you're a relative of somebody, you can't say testimony, but certainly we trust the testimony that was said as long as it's verified from an outside source. De'ilo temahachi, if you don't agree with me that that's the concept, Moshe v'Aaron l'chosnam, Moshe and Aaron, to their fathers-in-law, mishum de'lo mehemnihu, you think it's because they're not trusted? Aligazeres melechu, it's a rule, it's a rule. I'm giving the analogy of women. It's not that they're not trusted. It's a rule. Shelo ya'idu lohem, you can't say testimony under these circumstances. Hachanami gezeres melechu, shelo ya'idu aksav yado lechosno, that you can't say testimony about your signature when it's this father-in-law, son-in-law type of relationship, even though the testimony is about something that occurred before they were relatives, and intrinsically we trust them. And therefore, this case is even stronger to trust than the Gazlin case. We really do trust them, but there's a rule that we have to verify it from outside sources. In Shulchan Aruch, Se'if Lamed Hei, Chosan B'Shtarat Shelo Nasa Chosno, if a person signed in a document before he became the son-in-law, Nasa Chosno, and now he is the son-in-law, Hu eno yachol la'adal ksav yado, he can't say testimony about his own signature. Aval acherim me'idim, they could say testimony, shemakirim chasimaso, that they recognize his signature. And interestingly here, according to the first opinion at least, afilu lo ra'uhu ad shenasa chosno, even if they did not see the document before he became the son-in-law, which was a requirement in the case of the thief, because we're worried that the thief signed now. Over here, we're not worried that he's a thief. We're not worried that he's a liar. We just need outside verification. And therefore, even if we did not know that this document was signed before they became relatives, you could still say testimony now that it's his signature, as long as it's not him saying the testimony that it's his own signature. Because, unlike by the Gazlan that we're worried that he signed now because he's a thief, we're not worried that the son-in-law signed now because we never alleged him to be a thief. It's simply a gezeres melech that it has to be independently verified. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.